Thanks for joining me on episode 448 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
Hello, my friend. This is Dr. Brad Miller from the Pathway to Promise podcast. If you'd like to stay inspired to stay on your pathway to promise, you can't do better than listening to the Inspired Stewardship podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
That's why influence takes time, because the only way to build it is one relationship at a time. And that's one of the reasons that looking at the results causes problems, because when we start looking at something like how many Twitter followers we have, how many people are on my email list, how many people are liking this comment or this question or this thing that I put out.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about developing your influence by stewarding your time, I talk with you about why our microwave culture is often not the real measure of our influence, how instead we need to focus on the process and not the result, and how the influence we have often takes time that we don't want to give.
As we talk about stewarding your time, wouldn't it be great if you could support this podcast and do it without just taking too long? Turns out you can. All you have to do is use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon when you're ready to make a purchase via Amazon, and a small commission will come back to support the show just that quick. If you enjoy the show when you are ready to buy from Amazon, just use inspiredstewardship.com/Amazon.
All too often, the very thing that we see in others and most complain about is the very thing that we ourselves are doing. I'm going to use an example here of what I call the microwave culture. You know, all too often, whenever you're looking at influence and you're looking at what you do and what you want to do, we see everything as something that we need right now. Either we've got to get the newest toy or the newest tech, and that's going to help us build our influence, or we just start doing something and expect immediate results. You know, we begin to have a conversation with someone and we think that's going to generate new clients, new customers, new opportunities, a new job, whatever. We don't look at it as something that we have to do over time. We don't look at it as this idea of building a relationship and slowly, with pressure, building our influence over time by increasing our circle of contacts one person at a time. Instead, we want to do it by the hundreds. We want to do it by the thousands. We often see stories of people who are overnight success. You know, Mark Zuckerberg, who grew Facebook to be worth millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, and he did it overnight. But the funny thing is, if you actually look at that story and look at the history, he didn't actually do it overnight. It took him decades before it got to a point of being worth what it is now. He didn't do it overnight. It wasn't an overnight success. We see this, though, using social media as an example. We see this all the time. We see people promoting how, you know, I just did this and I had this much of an impact, this much of an influence, this many people were touched by what I did. And I'm not even saying those people are lying, though sometimes they are exaggerating. Those people may be telling 100% of the truth, but what you're not seeing is the hours and hours of work that went in ahead of time. The time that they spent slowly growing and learning and developing so that they then could have those results. So one of the things that Mike Flynn talked about on Monday is this idea of focusing on the process, not the end result. Don't focus on, how many followers you have. Don't focus on how much money you make. Don't focus on how much business grows. Don't focus on those results. That doesn't mean ignore them. You need to pay attention to them. You need to know what your numbers are and know what's going on. And they can definitely give you feedback about, are you going the right direction? Is things happening? But if that's the focus, then we're kind of putting the cart before the horse. We're not going through the effort. We're not doing the process. We're not taking the steps. We're not doing the hard work. Because we're looking only for the easy results. We're looking for the quick, easy results. Instead, when you do look at the results, recognize that they're just one small measure of what you're doing, and they're not the one that's going to happen quickly. They're not going to come easy. It's not going to happen instantaneously. But if your process is right, and you concentrate on the process, the steps, the activity, then the results inevitably come. The influence that we have to a large extent is dependent upon the time that we spend. But it's so easy to get caught up in this idea of instant results, instant gratification. It affects how we have our money. It affects our relationships. It affects our friendships. It affects what we do in our faith journey. It affects what we do everywhere in our life, because we think that everything should come easy. Everything should come instantly. Everything should happen right now. And the truth is, that's never been true, and it's still not true today. In fact, you've got to recognize the fact that influence always takes time, because influence comes from relationship. And you don't build a relationship with one conversation. You don't build a relationship with one meeting. You don't build a relationship with one person. And yet, you do. That's why influence takes time, because the only way to build it is one relationship at a time. And that's one of the reasons that looking at the results causes problems, because when we start looking at something like how many Twitter followers we have, how many people are on my email list, how many people are liking this comment or this question or this thing that I put out, these sorts of vanity metrics, we start forgetting the fact that those numbers are people. If you've got 30 people that listen to you in a room, that feels like a lot of people. But if you've got 30 people who like your comment on Facebook and somebody else has 3 million, it feels like it's no one at all. But it's still 30 individual people that you could reach out to, that you could begin to culture a relationship with, and that you could begin to develop into an influencing circle, into a group of people that follow you. You know, one of the articles that I love is this idea of 1,000 true fans, that the truth is you could build an audience off of 1,000 true fans. 1,000 people who buy everything that you put out is more than enough to support a business. And yet the truth is, we all too often lose track of the fact that those people that follow us are people, not just numbers. And what that ends up doing is that causes us to not actually build a relationship with them, because we're looking at it simply as a numbers game, as the results. The results aren't results. The results are people. And that comes from relationship. And you can only build a relationship if you recognize that those are people behind those numbers. That's why building influence takes time. And that's what makes it so hard. And that's why we often don't want to spend the time building relationships like we should. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of time, be sure to sign up for our Stewardship of Time Tips series by going to inspiredstewardship.com/time or texting 44222 time tips, and that'll get you our best tips on stewarding your time. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.